of the presses. Every week, these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed, 15,000 an hour, until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color.
Great fiction.
Interesting features.
Factual articles. Color illustrations.
All these are found in every issue of the American Weekly. All these go to make up the nation's reading habit, another name for the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Ever since the German occupation of Paris, Maxim's, that world-renowned restaurant, immortalized in story, theater, and screen, has become a veritable oasis of luxury in the very heart of the stricken and desolate city. But Maxim's has also become the headquarters of the sinister Black Bourse, the secret yet notorious marketplace for all manner of illicit transactions between Frenchmen and wealthy foreigners on the one hand, and the corrupt Nazi officials on the other. It all began immediately after the occupation of Paris by the Germans. One day, Monsieur Albert, the proprietor of this internationally famous rendezvous, received a high German official.
Well, you see, monsieur, we want Paris to resume its normal way of living. We want to show the world that the Germans are not the ruthless, uncultured Huns the British propagandists make us out to be.
That is indeed most reassuring, mon colonel. And I pledge you my most earnest cooperation. Now, what can I do?
Open Maxim's at once. Business as usual. What would Paris be without Maxim? We must restore Maxime Street right to play. Gaiety, good food, rare wine.
Oui, mon colonel, that is very simple to say, but interesting.
Do not worry. We will arrange all that.
Merci. Then it shall be as you request. Maxime shall be the Maxime's of all.
Excellent, Monsieur Albert. Of course, there are a few little details of a rather confidential nature to discuss first.
Certainly, oui, mon colonel, that is to be expected. You can rely upon me. I have been the confidant of the world's most distinguished people for many years.
Excellent, Monsieur Albert. That is what I am getting at. Many wealthy and distinguished people come to you for all manner of favor. Through my influence, you will be able to grant most of them. In return, of course, for a certain price.
Of course, I understand perfectly. You realize, too, that in some of these transactions, it will be necessary to take my advisors into my confidant.
Naturally, we expect that. What is more, we expect to pay them. And yourself. Liberal commissions for all these transactions.
You are most gracious, Monsignor. I'm quite sure we can build up a most profitable business here. Rest assured, I shall proceed with the utmost caution and discretion.
Good, good. Now, for safety and convenience, I will have one of my personal representatives call upon you each night. He will be dressed in formal evening attire and will identify himself as the Baron.
An excellent idea, Monsignor. Tell me what you expect to charge, what favor to grant.
Yes, a maximum of 2,000 francs.
For His Excellency, Dr. Gobelpade. Louis, a truffle turkey for His Excellency, Marshal Goering's table.
Monsieur Albert.
Oui, Your Excellency, my son.
Tell me, Albert, who is that very charming young woman with His Excellency, Dr. Gobel?
The brunette, Your Excellency, is Jenny Hugo, the cinema actor.
999, the one on the left.
That one, she is Corinne Lucier, the cinema star. Yeah. She was celebrated for her performance in Prison Without Bars. She has just been awarded a contract with a German UFAR, Excellency. Dr. Goebbels has been taking her out every evening. Her father, you know, is a good friend of His Excellency Otto Abbas, the German ambassador. Mr. Lucier has just been appointed director of the newspapers Le Matin et Le Nouveau Temps.
How interesting. Merci, Monsieur Abbas.
Shall we say no, Mr. Bill?
You are mistaken, my friend. There is always room for me. Kindly tell Monsieur Albert that tonight I am the Baron.
Oh, pardon, sir. I shall notify Monsieur Albert at once.
Miss Venetier, you are the Baron? I do not believe you have ever been here before.
I have been appointed to represent Colonel von Reichsnecker. Never mind my name. I'm an officer of the German Army of Occupation. I don't want a table. I'm alone. I much prefer joining the ladies at the bar.
Very well, Monsieur le Baron. Come right this way.
The Colonel has instructed me to tell you that you and your associates had better be more discreet in the future. Our little business transactions are to remain strictly entre-nous.
Maybe, Monsieur le Baron, I understand perfectly.
And if your head waiters cannot learn to hold their tongues, we shall be obliged not only to put an end to our dealings with you, which would surely be a loss to everyone concerned, including ourselves,
that we should find ourselves forced to take certain steps which would include closing your establishment.
Monsieur.
And quite possibly your arrest.
I hasten to assure you, M. Colonel, that I too shall do everything in my power to comply with your orders.
You understand perfectly well, of course, that we cannot permit any sort of scandal to leak out.
But of course.
In short, if you should dare, under any circumstances whatever, to accuse an officer of the glorious German army of bribery and corruption, the consequences for you would be unfortunate. Most unfortunate. Herr Hitler.
Monsieur Abbert, Monsieur Abbert, to present the request that I want.
Who is it this time?
Mademoiselle Lairie-Raphael, sir. The actress, motion picture director, monsieur. She demands her favorite tableau.
And is it occupied?
May we, Monsieur Abbert.
Fräulein Raphael is a great favorite of our glorious German, Monsieur Albert. Vacate her favorite table unless you wish to court trouble. Herr Hitler.
Oui, oui. Monsieur Le Baron, have one.
No, I do not.
A dry martini.
No, I do not. I do not go out with a president. I will go with any president.
But look, I give you extra ration cards for meat and bread for yourself and your family, too. You won't be hungry anymore.
No, I won't. I won't go out with a German.
Ah, you fool. You idiot. If you won't go out with a German, whom will you go with? Has anyone else in Paris any money? The Americans are most out. The English are in concentration camps, and the Frenchmen haven't got any money left.
No, no, I won't. I don't want to go out. Get your hands off me.
You don't. Oh, oh. You don't want to go out with me, eh? I suppose you love these Englishes. Dirty little Anglophile, that's what you are. And what are you doing in here anyway? Spying on us? You just wait. I mentioned your name to the Gestapo. You know what happened to your little friend Marguerite, don't you? We took care of her yesterday. This will be your turn next.
No scandal. Put your hand over the mouth of this hysterical woman. You. And you. Take your comrade out of here by the side door. Leave your name. You, her, Oberleutnant.
Yeah.
You will go to the hospital and have your face bandaged. Then present yourself to your regimental headquarters for arrest.
Yeah. Yeah.
You take this woman out by the same door. Deliver her to the next patrol. Tell the officer to have the case referred to me tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Waiter, shut that door. And Marshal Goering is dining out there. This incident must not be permitted to disturb His Excellency when he's enjoying a moment of well-earned relaxation.
Hurry, hurry, snell, snell.
Ah. Now, Henry. Where's that martini I ordered?
Already, Monsieur Le Baron.
Excellent. Indeed. I enjoy it all the more now that we have peace and quiet again.
Monsieur Le Baron, could you spare just one moment?
Huh? Yes. Very gladly, my friend. Lead the way. I will follow.
First, there's a businessman who wants a permit to cross the line of demarcation between the occupied and unoccupied zones.
You or Arion?
Arion, a very distinguished gentleman. He wants to take the trip to settle some family business. I assure you, he will not be any trouble at all.
You will show him to me. What's his name?
Jacques Merivel. He owns a watch factory, watches and clocks.
25,000 francs.
25,000? Why, you put the price up. 5,000.
Well, in view of your dishonest client...
Oh, please, Monsieur Le Baron.
Your unscrupulous client would try to take advantage of travel permits. To transfer money and valuables, the price is 25,000 francs. That's final.
Very well, Monsieur Le Baron.
Come now. What about the other matter?
I have a client who wants to have his son released from a prison camp.
You or Arian?
Arian.
What offense has he been charged with?
Well, that's the strange part of it, Monsieur Le Baron. There has been no formal charge of any kind lodged against him.
What? Come now, Monsieur Albert, don't be ridiculous. We Germans do not imprison innocent law-abiding citizens. Are you sure it's not a criminal or a military violation?
Pardon, I am positive.
Very well, the man must be guilty of something. Most likely a political offense, which is serious enough. Who is his family?
A very good one. Delacour, a steel foundry concern.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, that's munitions, I think. 50,000 francs will secure his release and safe custody.
Monsieur Le Baron, 50,000 francs is a tremendous sum. The man is innocent of any wrongdoing.
50,000 is little enough. Besides, a prolonged stay in a concentration camp might seriously undermine his health. He might even die.
You've got a very hard bargain, Monsieur Le Baron.
Come, Monsieur Albert. People who ask such favors must be prepared to meet our price. What's the other case you spoke of?
A prominent lawyer wants to be appointed administrator of a Jewish business concern that has been placed under sequestration.
Well, this is different. Very tasty morsel to select. What is the business worth?
It does 1.5 million in normal times.
1.5 million. I'd like to take over that business myself. But I have my duty as a soldier. So, well, if the client in question will pay as much as 50,000 down, we'll appoint him administrator and then make arrangements about his share of the profits. His name?
Monsieur Gaston Chartier.
Well, now. I hate to be mercenary, Monsieur Albert, but you know the rules. I give the money, 125,000 francs, less the regular commission.
Maybe, Monsieur Le Baron, you will find it all here. You will notice that part of it is in American dollars.
Good. That's good. It will come in very handy, Monsieur Albert. I wish you could secure many more of these American dollars. But enough of the sordid details of business. How about my dinner?
Will you have it here?
Of course not. In my private dining room, the Louis 16 Salon, Albert.
And what shall it be? What food?
But let me see now. First, make up some fresh hors d'oeuvres. Be sure they are freshly made.
Be sure, monsieur.
Onion soup, a choice fillet sole. And, fresh duck, nice green salad, roquefort cheese dressing. But remember, the very best roquefort. None of the stale peaches around the kitchen.
Oui, monsieur, I understand.
And my weakness, monsieur, is French pastry. You have a reputation for it. Coffee and, of course, wine with each course and cognac to finish. Some of that rare old Napoleon brandy will do, yes. Bring in the bottle unopened, you hear?
Oui, oui, monsieur, I will attend to everything first.
The skies over the city are commencing to brighten with daylight. At Maxine's, the celebrated restaurant and haunt in the Rue Royale, orders are being given for still one more bottle of champagne, for still another delicate tidbit. But outside, on the streets not far away, and since long before the cold dawn of this morning, long lines have been forming and standing in front of the food stores. Old men and women and younger women and mere children, too, with sad, pinched faces, cold and hungry and tired, waiting in the hope that today, when they present their ration cards, they may be able to buy a little bread, a thin slice of horse meat, or some vegetables, perhaps. This is Paris in the month of February, 1941, an evening at Maxine's. You have just heard the front page drama, An Evening at Maxine's, a dramatic cavalcade of events in one evening at Maxine's in February 1941. This unusual front page drama is dramatized from a feature article by the eminent French editor and writer Jacques Lamina. Everyone will want to read Chez Maxine's, An Evening with the Nazis. It is a highly colorful and dramatic story of the Nazi occupation of Paris. Don't miss this feature article in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The roar of the presses. Every week, these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed, 15,000 an hour, until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color.
Great fiction.
Interesting features.
Factual articles. Color illustrations.
All these are found in every issue of the American Weekly. All these go to make up the nation's reading habit. Another name for the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Take Me Out to the Ball Game is as American as old...